Hello everyone. I hope that everyone is doing fine with themselves. Let's talk about anything today. How about that? How about if we talk about how everyone sees things differently? And because they do, sometimes it causes a lot of conflict with themselves and with each other. Everybody wants to be right. Nobody wants to be wrong. Which I have a problem with that. Why is that? Why is it that we feel we need to be right? Why? What is the purpose of that? What is it that we're missing within ourselves that we feel that everything should be right? Oh, how people argue and says, no, I'm right about that. No, I know I'm right about that. That's something that I kind of never understood. Honestly, it's not about being right and wrong. It's about respecting each other's opinions and ideas. Because we all think differently. We all see things differently. And then there are things that you're going to agree upon. Because eventually it affects your relationship with your friends, with your family, with your marriage, in your job. Sometimes we have to know when to let go instead of staying there and arguing to the point you'll get so upset with each other you don't want to talk with each other. Because you feel you have to find that you're right. And again, that's not what it's about. It's about compromising. It's about understanding each other. And you might say, but what happens if we don't compromise? Then you gotta let it go. And you do what you think is necessary. And the other person would do what they think is necessary. We find foolish things to argue about and waste our energy on that. And it takes too much out of us also when there's more things to think about. And important things to think about. But to argue about the little things. Someone might say, well, how about if I found out my boyfriend was having an affair with someone? Do I say to him what he did was wrong? Or do I say to him, no, you did the right thing. Because I know some of you may be sarcastic and come up with that kind of question. My answer would be that everyone does something for a reason. Something that they're lacking within themselves. And sometimes the partner might feed into that insecurity and make that person feel worse than what they already do. You see, people do things not because they want to, because they feel they have to. Every human being needs to feel important and special. And if we treat someone like they're nothing, then we have to accept the responsibility, not all, but some of it, because the other responsibility lays on him or her. There are people that do things just for the heck of doing it. They have no reasons to do it. They just do it because they think it's the right thing to do, or because that's what they were taught to do, or because of that pride and ego and that machismo gets in the way. And women do it because they feel that they're equal to men. Men do it, I can do it. Which is something for me, is like, really? Just because someone messes up doesn't mean that I have to mess up. Just because someone hurt me, it doesn't mean that I'm going to do the same to them so they can know how I feel. You see, what people don't realize that in time, they will feel hurt, they will feel pain, even though you're not the one that might be giving it to them. But we always try so hard to pay back. Me? Never did. Never found the purpose for it. I always said, someday you'll see, and someday you'll feel. And I let it go. It takes too much when I can be doing something that is positive. It doesn't mean that I'm not angry or upset. Of course I am. But I also don't hold to that much neither. And I'm going to tell you why. Because like I said, there are people that do things just to do it. Because they want to do it. Because they feel it's the right thing. Again, because they feel their machismo, their pride and ego gets in the way. Then that's when I don't care. But when you do it because you're not happy with yourself, or you're not happy with your spouse, then that's a time that you both need to sit and talk about things and either correct yourselves in learning from all this, or end the relationship because there's nothing left to it. You know, when I say everything and anything is possible, everything and anything is possible in any direction that you go within your life. I always tell people, you have two questions and two answers. It's not three, it's not four, it's only two. Because you only have two choices. The choices is either go or leave, fix it or don't fix it, try or don't try, forgive or don't forgive, be honest or lie. You know, it's like, are you fake or are you real? And these are the things that we don't question in our lives with anything that we do. Everyone wants to take the easy way out and just say, forget it. I don't want to try. I don't want to work. Because you think that the grass is always greener on the other side. And sometimes it might not be. But you know what I get a kick out of? That people who commit affairs. And they're out there on their own again. They get involved with someone else. What makes that person think that you won't do it again? Or maybe that person would do it to you. Everybody knows that payback is not the most exciting thing to feel. But one way or the other, we always get to feel it. And then there are those that drown themselves into alcohol because they also believe that there's an answer there and there isn't. Because they don't want to face the reality. Because they're too afraid to look at the reality. Because they know they have to make a choice. And they don't know what choice to make. So they're running high because it's easier for them. Even though they say, I want to fix this situation. How can you fix something when you already are drowning within yourself? Because you need to sit there and drink every day, not to feel the anguish and the pain that you're feeling. Because you're still running away and you're still not facing anything. And you lie to yourself, believing that you are and you're not. And the fact that you do not see the truth, because you have lied to yourself so much that you even believe the lies you're saying. And that's scary. Which means that you will never be who you are meant to be. Because you're a coward. Because you don't want to see the truth. And there are people that hide between anger and frustrations. And there are people that hide being silent. And then there are people that hide by talking things that don't matter. For everyone has a reason to hide, but no one takes the time to acknowledge and to see that you don't have to hide anymore, but just allow yourself to see things for what they are. The truth can be great or it can be sad. It is what it is. No matter how much we try to ignore the truth, it's always there hitting in our faces. Whether we accept it or not, that's up to us. But that's when the lying and betrayal and the drinking and the anger and the frustration and the unhappiness, the sadness come into play. Because you're not doing anything to fix anything. And then you keep getting angrier and angrier, deeper. Where you're going to find that some will never come out. And some will try to find their way. It's sad that you cannot see your mistakes. It's sad that you say you take responsibility for it, but you don't. Because as long as you're hiding in that bottle or in that can of beer, you're not facing anything. Anything at all. Believe me, I know. To accept reality and the truth is never easy. But once you keep allowing yourself to continue facing the truth. As time goes by, it becomes better and better and better. You see, we always are the ones that are hiding in the corner so we don't be noticed. But that's not the answer. For the honesty will set you free. For the honesty will cause you pain. But for the honesty, it will set you free. I always felt that it was better to be honest than to lie. I tell my children, I don't do good with lying, but just always tell me the truth, no matter what. And sometimes that is hard for people to do, to be honest, because they can't be honest with themselves. How can they be honest with you? We all exaggerate when we tell stories, but it's not harm that we're doing. It's just that sometimes we get overexcited and we want the story to be better than what we thought it was in at one time. And now we want it to be where it stands out and it gives something. No different than when a person is trying to give you a message and you don't get it. And the person tries every form of way to give you that message until you understand it. It's kind of the same way. But so many run from the truth. So many are afraid of the truth. That you prefer people to lie to you. I don't get it. And then when they lie to you and they get caught, then you say, but why did you lie to me? Hello? How about if you take a good look at yourself and see? We don't know if we want to hear the truth or not. Because when we do, many of us lose it, crumble. And then you get so angry because somebody told you the truth. So decide, what is it that you want? Do you want to live a lie? You want people to tell you a lie? You want people to tell you the truth? And then when people told you the truth, you throw them in their faces. Then you wonder why they never told you the truth in the beginning. You might say, oh, all of a sudden I'm supposed to be okay with the truth and not be angry, not be upset that it's okay. No, I'm not saying that. You have every right to be angry and upset. But then separate yourself at that moment and be on your own and feel those things. Then take a deep breath and relax. And then when you come back, you let that person know exactly how you felt. And ask, why? Some might say, I don't know. Some might give you a reason. And if the person tells you, I don't know, then there's a problem there. Because if they don't know, that means they are capable of doing it again. See, if you have an answer why you do things, you can figure things out easily. Even if you go back to where it all started and getting and feeling how you got this way, then you find the solution and you work on the solution. And then you don't have to worry about it ever happening again. People are just not satisfied with themselves or even happy with themselves. People talk so much crap and then believe their own crap. They really do. I can sit and look and hear a person talking so much that I know that they're lying. And then I wonder why. What is the purpose? When did we become kind of ridiculous and foolish? When did we become that person that felt like I'm not worth anything, or I don't matter, or I'm not important? When did we get there? Because this is why we lie. Because we put ourselves there. And to what degree do you pick yourself up and realize that you are worth it, that you are important, that you do matter? When? Instead of looking for excuses why you are, why you do the things you do. And then you make the most foolish, stupid excuses that even I have to laugh. And I look at people and I say, like, really? Are you seriously? And I have to laugh sometimes because the things that they come up with, and I look at them, it's like, does that make sense to you? Does it really make sense? Because if you're trying to get yourself out of a situation, you're digging yourself even worse by giving these excuses. Like, really? You know, I had a person that I was working with, and he was upset with his wife because she wouldn't do certain things to him when it came to making love. And he expressed what he felt. And I was telling him that there are things that people are not ready to do. It doesn't mean that they can't do it later on. But he was so angry and so upset that he didn't get his way. And he was been married for a year. And I said to him, before you marry her, did she have this problem? And he said, yes. And at no time did you try to fix it? And he said, no. And now that you're married, now it's a different story. It doesn't make sense to me. Why didn't you try to help her little by little? Oh, because it'll take too much and I wouldn't feel the same and I don't want to go through that. And I said, really? You're special. You're not willing to teach and to have someone learn. But you're ready to get upset and annoyed and thinking of having an affair because this little kid is so spoiled. And because he doesn't have his way, he's going to suck his thumb and go out there and say, oh man, I'm unhappy. And I'm unhappy because so-and-so is not doing this to me. So can you please, 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 please do it to me? Please, please, please. And that's where the affair starts. Do I have to laugh at that? Absolutely, because I find it to be hilarious. And that's how all of you do. You make excuses. Instead of teaching or helping the relationship, you go and make it easier by doing what you have to do out there instead of staying home and working on that part of your relationship. But who wants to work? My God, it takes too much. It takes too much time. But it doesn't take much time for you to meet someone, get to know someone, and have an affair. The energy you put in there, amazing. But you can't take that energy and put it into your relationship, whatever relationship you have with a man or a woman, or a man or woman or a woman. It doesn't make a difference. We all think that our answers is out there, always, because that's where we go out there to find them, to give us fulfillment, satisfaction, happiness. Because it helps you to deal with your marriage, with your job, with your children, and everything else. Oh my goodness, 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 does it really? Because now you have to use your brains for being calculated and getting over, so no one recognizes or realizes the things that you're doing. What foolish human beings you are. And who gives you the right to hurt another human being like that? Because of your own selfishness, your own greed. Because your happiness is more important than anybody else's. And that is so sad. So, so sad. That you right away want to be in a hurry to go through that door and close it behind you and open again when it suits you, when it's satisfaction for you. How pitiful can you be? How pitiful can you be? And you sit on your chair, on your sofa, drinking and think that you got away with something. When in reality, that the reason that you're drinking is because you're unhappy, you're miserable. And you don't want to see it. You don't want to accept it because you think you know it all. And you don't know nothing. Because you keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again. You see, we think that you're really someone. That there isn't anything that anybody can teach me. But you're so wrong. There's so many things that can be taught to you. But the thing is, you choose not to learn. You choose not to grow. You choose to stay in that pride and ego machismo pride. And so do you, woman. You're no different. People don't want to make things better. You like it the way it is. You like the mystery. You like the excitement. And for what? You'll end up losing the most precious thing to you. What's really important? You lose it. Because you think the grass is greener on the other side. And perhaps it might be for a while. But the reality is going to hit in. And that person that you're with is not going to trust you. Because that's the person you used to have an affair. And now you expect that person to trust you. Not to question you, where you're going, what time you're coming back, who you're going to be with. Because that's what you created. And all of a sudden, everybody has to be sympathetic. And what is your answer? Why are you yelling at me? Why do I got to tell you where I'm going? Why do I got to tell you what time I'm coming back? Why do I got to tell you anything? Why are you investigating me? Why are you looking at my phone? Why are you checking to see if I go to work? Why do you get upset if I'm 5 minutes late? People got goals. They really do. You created this, and all of a sudden you think that Everything is okay. Everything is fine. Whether you stay in the relationship or you leave and stay with the other person you committed the adultery with. Do you really believe that it's going to be okay either way? You just lost the most important thing in a relationship, and that's trust. You ruined that trust. Now you're going to have to earn that trust, but you don't like to earn it. Oh, no. Why? Because now you're going to be treated as a child. You're going to be looked upon as a child because now everybody has to know everything. Where you go, what you do, with who, what time you're coming back. And if you're not back at that time, why? That phone rings, you don't answer. It rings again and again and again until it answers. But then you're upset because all this is happening. And then you look at the person and you say, why are you doing this? Why are you checking up on me? What is your problem? Oh my goodness, the problem is you. You created this. Now deal with it. You don't like it? That's your fault. And no time did you think of the consequences if you get caught. What would have happened? So you thought if you got caught and you're telling your story and you're doing what you did and say you're not going to do it anymore, that old sign everybody's supposed to jump and say, I trust you. Yes, I do. I trust you, honey. Even though you did this, I trust you. Are you kidding me? A kid. A 7-year-old kid, and perhaps even a younger kid, has a lollipop in his hands. And this other kid takes the lollipop and opens it and puts it in his mouth. And the other kid turns around and says, why did you take my lollipop? That's my lollipop. And he'll tell the kid, I'm sorry, I didn't know, I won't do it next time. But that same child the next day takes the lollipop and the other kid does the same thing, takes it away. So now the kid knows that I can't trust you because you lied to me. So he's going to make sure that when he eats that third time lollipop, that he's going to eat it away from the person that he doesn't trust. And then that kid is going to turn around and says, oh, you could have ate the lollipop in front of me. I wouldn't have taken it. And the kid turns around and says, but I wasn't about to take the chance to see if you did or you didn't. Kids get it. They do. It's the adults that have their brains. Deep. Deep. In the ground of the brain, all the way deep in the ground, that they cannot think, see, or feel. And they continue making dumb mistakes that get caught on. Seriously. That you feel that because you made your mistake and you put it out there that it's supposed to be over 1, 2, 3. It does not work that way. Because that person has to heal. And before that person has to heal, it's going to take a lot before they trust you again. So if you think you were woman enough and man enough to do this, then be woman and man enough to deal with the consequences. And if you don't like those consequences, too bad. You shouldn't have put yourself in those situations. And if you think you're smarter than the other person, you are totally, totally mistaken. If they give you a chance and you screw it up, then as far as I'm concerned, there's no chance left. See, when we make our first mistakes, it's a mistake. But when you make it the second time, I have to question it. And if you make it the third time, then that's the last time. Because there's no excuse. There really isn't. You know how many stories I've heard men, how they talk about their wives, and they'll tell the lover, yeah, you know, I'm not happy, I'm not sleeping with her in my bed, there's nothing going on. And the woman says, but why are you with her? No, because of the kids and because financial situation. I mean, 1,001 excuses you have. And none of those excuses are the truth. Women have a tendency of putting men down by saying, oh, my husband is this and that and this. And men have the same tendency because they play victim. And they want other people to be sympathetic with them and go, I'm in deep, oh, really? Is that what happening to you? Oh, man, she is so cruel. She is so mean. She shouldn't treat you like that. You know what I love, though, out of everything? That these people out there believe these stories from these people that are involved in a relationship. How women and men swallow these stories. Really, I don't get it. And I don't want to get it, because for me to get it, I would have to be in that situation, which I don't want to be in that situation where, anyhow, I couldn't be in that situation because I have no relationship going on in my life. But how can people believe these stories that these people give them? Oh, my goodness. And then how does a man or a woman convince another person by saying, I love you, that they love them, but they're still in their marriage? And then I say, like, where is anybody's brain functioning? Is this something that... it was when you were born that you didn't have that lack of brain that says you must understand, be compassionate, and be realistic. Realistic. Somewhere along the line, you lost it. Because I see it in a lot of people. Like, if a man tells me that he's unhappy with his wife and he sleeps on the sofa and he has to live like that because of his kids, then as far as concerned, him and I have nothing to talk about. Or that he'll say, yeah, my wife is this, my wife is that, I can't stand her. You know, she drives me crazy, she's this and this and that. I don't want to be with her, but I have no other choice because I cannot move out for A, B, C, D. Really, ladies, you're going to allow yourself to believe those stories? Oh, my goodness. Or vice versa, a woman telling the man, like, are you really going to believe that? I don't get it. I really don't get it. How are you going to do something like that? How are you going to believe someone? How? Where is your brain functioning? And what kind of brain do you have that you are going to believe these lies? It's like, it's amazing. It's just amazing. And your answer always ends with, all of you, is that I love the person that I'm having an affair with. Love? Is that love? And do the person that you're having an affair with believes in that love? And is that how much that person's worth by being second fiddle to you? So in other words, you have your cake and eat it? Really? Then when I see things like this, then I feel the woman that's being the mistress or the man that's being the mistress deserve to get everything they get for believing in something that's not going to happen and it's not the truth. And you allow yourself to put yourself in that situation because you did that, nobody else did that. So you can't blame the person that's going and having the affair with this person because this person is getting away with so much. And you know something, I always tell my students, I always give credit for the person that can get away with it. And I'm going to tell you why. Even if they get away with it for a short period of time or for a long period of time, because it takes a lot of calculation to get there, to do these things. And you to convince another human being to have that affair with you, knowing that they're married or knowing that they're in a relationship. And they can easily convince you that what they're saying is the whole truth, but nothing but the truth. I gotta give that person credit. I really do. Because if that person got away with it for whatever time, they did. They established something that they wanted to establish. While everybody sits down and do nothing. People have to feel that energy you put in the negative, you could have put it in yourself and realize what is it that you want to do with your life? What is it that you want to improve? What is it that you want to change in your life? And do it in a positive way. Maybe you want to be a painter. Maybe you want to be a writer. Maybe you want to be an actor. Maybe you want to be a smoke person. Maybe you want to be a better cook. Maybe you want to improve things within yourself, your body, your brain. There's so many things that you could have done positive that would have got you better results. Because it would give you time to think and to put everything into perspective. It would have given you time to build up strength and courage. That if you needed to separate from your wife or from your husband, that you could have done it. Because it would have shown you have no reason to fear or to hang on to something that is not making you happy. And if you say the reason I haven't left because in some ways I still love her. So you still love the mistress or you still love the man that you're having an affair with. Like, when does it become a no-no? And when do you turn around and say enough? So you see, you're lying to yourself and you're constantly lying to yourself. And you lie so good that you believe the truth that is a lie. And you drown yourself in drinking because you're a coward, because you're scared, because you don't want to find the easy way. You want to find it the hard way. And the easy way is to realize what works and what doesn't work. And the hard way is staying in that darkness and not seeing no light coming. And you have no understanding of how that journey is going to take you into being an alcoholic out on your own. It means you lost everything. Everything. Because you wasn't strong enough to confront the truth. And you ran away from it. So do I feel annoyed? Absolutely. Because it's not that you don't know these things. You do, but you choose not to recognize it, embrace it, and see it. You also choose to run away from it. You put yourself in situations that you shouldn't have. And let me tell you something, this goes with anything you do in your life. Because it carries the same weight. Because you're going to have to make you're going to have to make a decision sooner or later. You're going to have to do it. In whatever situation you might be in. And if you don't, then you live in a world that's not a reality. And you hurt yourself for the rest of your life being here on earth. You'll never be happy because you feel you don't deserve to be happy. Because you feel what you did was wrong. Yes, it was wrong. But it doesn't mean that you don't deserve to be happy. It doesn't mean that you're not special. It doesn't mean that you still don't carry the strength and courage you need. It doesn't mean any of those things. But it's also up to you to give you those things to yourself. And get up and look in that mirror and tell that mirror, who am I? Who am I really? Ask that person in the mirror as you confront that person. And ask it, who am I? Who am I? And do it. Start with a minute. Then every day, add an extra minute. So the second day would be 2 minutes. The third day would be 3 minutes. The fourth day would be 4 minutes. And do it for 7 days. And as you're doing it, reflect. When you finish saying, who am I? Just for a minute, you'll stop. And then say it. You stop and you just look at the mirror and don't say nothing. Just be quiet for a minute. That's the second part. Just be quiet. And during the time you're quiet, maybe you might feel something, see something, hear something. And if you do, have a notebook and write these things down. It's important that you do. And do this for 7 days. 2 minutes, you say, who am I? Then you stay quiet in the mirror for 2 minutes and see, feel, or hear anything and write it down for 7 days. And don't read what you wrote. Let it alone. And when the seventh day comes, you can reach out to me and I can tell you what your exercise are telling me when it comes to who are you. But take time to do that. Take time to look in that mirror. See, that's something that we don't do. We don't connect with each other or with ourselves. In the mirror, it's an amazing tool for you to look at and get to know who that person is. And there's so many wonders in that mirror. So many things that you can get out of it that it's amazing. But let's take one step at a time. And if you choose not to do it, then don't do it. That's okay too. Because if you want to stay in that misery, You have that choice. You have that responsibility. You have the A-OK if that's where you want to be. I know I wouldn't want to be there. In no way. So it's not whether you're right or wrong. It's, are you willing to try to grow and learn? And do what is right. So you can become better than what you are today. Many people don't know how to communicate because they don't. Because when they communicate, they offend each other, they hurt each other. And just a form of way of communicating without no one feeling threatened or being attacked. And it's so simple. It's not difficult at all. So I leave you with this thought. What is really important to you? And what is it that really makes you happy? And these two questions is about you, no one else. It's just about you. And I hope you give yourself the answer that you need to hear. And most of all, that is the truth. Because the truth will set you free. And it will. Stop being afraid of the truth. Face it. Embrace it. Welcome it. As well as the negative. Don't get upset if a person cannot give you what you need. Then make it your business for you to give it to yourself, not with another human being, but within yourself and the person you're having the relationship with. Come on, people, wake up. Oh, this is really common sense. So allow yourself to see the truth. Allow yourself to open the unknown within yourself. To learn the truth within you. Thank you again for taking this time to listening. I look forward for my other lesson. And you take care and be blessed. Bye.